Greetings, everyone. My name is William Porter. Welcome to this edition of Storytelling Time. This program is sponsored by Every.Black Entrepreneurs Network. Our foundation scripture today comes from Mark, the 16th chapter and the 17th verse. And these signs will follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. The Storytelling Time program this week presents the last story coming from chapter 7, entitled On the Beach, in the book Heaven Can't Wait, or Can It? The sequel. The title of the story today is Signs. Before we start with our story, listen to the following tips on becoming an author. It's the second part of comments I first made in the last program. Afterwards, we'll start with our story for today. There are certain principles that you have to use in order to be successful, not only in becoming an author, but becoming anything of significance in business. And I've identified these components as the three P's of success. And they are purpose, product, and process. The first one, purpose, has to do with your natural talent, things that you are interested in doing. We're all born for a purpose. We're all born with certain talents. And what I'd like to mention to you at this point is the definition of kind of a complicated word. It's not used very often, but the word is proclivity. Now, the definition of proclivity is a tendency to choose or do something regularly, or a tendency to like a particular thing. And in order to be successful at anything, you have to, first of all, like doing it. And if you like doing it, chances are you will do it continually, consistently. And the fact that you are listening to this podcast, this particular podcast, shows me that you have an interest. You have an interest in writing. You have an interest in stories. Personally, I like a good story. It's just like a movie. I like a good movie. And especially since I've retired from teaching, I've had the time to put into writing. And I won't be deceptive with you. You will need the time. We're going to start with our story for today. It wasn't long before Sandra and Aaron had dinner, and both were ready for the evening's activity. For Aaron, that activity meant a night of looking at TV, but Sandra knew she needed to prepare for bed because it had been a long day. They both wanted to hunker down for the intense storm that was on its way. The clear skies that were present for most of the day were still visible as night came onto the beach. But later in the evening, an overcast sky would give way to evening showers. By 8 o'clock, Sandra hopped into bed. It would be a while, however, before she went to sleep because she loved watching movies. Among her favorites were the old horror films from the 1940s and 50s. These occult movies fed her fear and did nothing to contribute to strengthening what little faith she had at the time. Now, snugly in bed, Sandra had been watching a movie that had a howling wind that was a part of the story being shown. Because of her fatigue from the day's activities, Sandra would not experience the storm to come later that night as she soon drifted off to sleep. The TV was still playing, however, with the howling wind being a part of the story. During Sandra's time of slumber, an image appeared to her unlike a dream she had before of her mother. This time she had a vision of Mitzi, her friend back in Detroit, whom she called her godmother. In the dream, Mitzi asked Sandra a question.
Why have you forsaken me?
Sandra felt that expression was strange, coming from the one person in the world she cared about the most. Then she concluded that she was being convicted by her best friend, largely because she felt that Mitzi somehow knew about her intended indiscretions with her son-in-law, Fred. It wasn't a nightmare, but a pleasant image of the one person she considered her surrogate mother. And Mitzi reciprocated and had claimed Sandra as her very own child. Sandra made sure she'd do anything for Mitzi, as she had considered herself Mitzi's adopted daughter, just as Maggie, her friend, was Mitzi's biological daughter. Sandra took the dream she had of Mitzi as another sign of her second sign, her second of three signs Aaron had told her to look for. She felt she had received it in her vision when Mitzi spoke those words, convicting her of a desired indiscretion with her daughter's husband. Sandra woke up the next morning with rain and thunder still going on outside, reminding her of what she had seen in the movie the previous night prior to going to sleep. But what stayed in her memory the most was her vision of Mitzi in the dream. Because of that dream, Sandra felt compelled to right the wrongs that made Mitzi utter those words in the dream. Why have you forsaken me? It reminded her of the words spoken by Jesus as he hung on the cross during his crucifixion, cited in the fourth book of Hebrews. Eventually, Sandra ceased thinking about her dream and got up and had breakfast with Aaron. After that, they sat inside talking about everything imaginable, and certainly Sandra mentioned what she thought was a second sign in the dream she had. Nevertheless, Sandra made certain to avoid any mention of her intended indiscretions with Fred. During this time of reflection, they both waited for the storm to pass. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. It had become a clear day by late afternoon. Unlike the weather, things had become dreary for Sandra because of the sadness that filled the air. It was such a sad time because all the wisdom she had received from Aaron and the sharing of their life histories with one another would soon come to an end. Later that night, Sandra completed her packing in preparation to take a midday flight back to Detroit on Sunday. Prior to leaving, Sandra waited for that last sign that Aaron said she would have to confirm everything said in that prayer, that she would be healed of her condition. But seeing that sign was growing less likely, now as she prepared to leave Bermuda, Sandra was sad to be leaving Aaron for sure, but she was growing even more disappointed that that third sign had not manifested itself. Sandra arose early Sunday morning at about 7 o'clock, anticipating plans to leave the resort for her flight that was scheduled for 12 noon that day. After taking a shower and getting dressed, Sandra watched the ocean waves as she enjoyed what she thought would be her last breakfast with Aaron. Then, 5 minutes before 9 o'clock, Sandra called the airport to confirm her flight. Because of a short waiting time on the phone, it would be another 5 minutes before connecting to an agent. Sandra felt impatient at the delay because she was about to watch a show on TV at that time. It was just after 9 o'clock when she spoke to someone who could help her confirm her scheduled flight at 12 noon. Instead of getting what she wanted to hear, the agent told her the flight scheduled for that time had been delayed because of the weather back in Detroit. She informed Sandra that her flight would not leave until 11:30 that night. Let's take another break and we'll be right back. Welcome back. Sandra talked with Aaron much of the afternoon after finding out her new flight plans.
Aaron, the next flight to Detroit will not take off until 11:30 tonight. It's going to be such a long wait. Oh, my.
Oh, you don't say. Sorry to hear about that. We can head to the airport at about 10 o'clock tonight. We need to be there only about an hour before takeoff. And it's only about a 30-minute drive.
Okay, Aaron, great. But you know, I may seem disappointed, but the upside of having this delay is that I'll have more time to spend with you. And that's a good thing. You've been so inspiring.
Thank you, Sandra. But remember, I could not have shared my feelings on things if you were not receptive to it. So it's all about you, honey.
Oh, Aaron.
Sandra was touched with those comments and would cherish the remaining time she had with Aaron. She had already loaded her luggage into Aaron's car. She had just left it there for the balance of the day. They both would spend more time together at the Motor Inn, and Sandra especially was ready to receive even more wisdom from Aaron that she could use during her time of adversity. Sandra and Aaron spent most of the afternoon in the two rockers on the patio as they had done for hours over the weekend. Later in the day, Sandra went back to her room and took a nap while Aaron prepared dinner. After eating, early that evening, both Sandra and Aaron spent more time on the patio listening to the roaring ocean waves. Soon, 8 o'clock arrived with only about 2 hours remaining before they would take off for the airport. Sandra then told Aaron how much she appreciated her.
Aaron, I've really enjoyed my stay here on the beach, but I have to admit to you, I'm disappointed that I never got to see that third sign to confirm all you said in that prayer that you gave the other day.
Well, Sandra, the beauty of it all is that you don't really have to see signs and wonders in order for God to act. I know He heard us and will answer your prayers. I'm confident of that. Only you have to believe in order to make it happen.
Okay, Aaron.
A sign is meant only to encourage us to realize that He is working on our behalf, but our belief is what actually brings our desires about.
Well, Aaron, let me ask you this. Is it in the scripture someplace where we can feel confident that God will heal us? Or I guess should say, will heal me, because I'm the one who needs that right now.
Yes, Sandra, it is in the scripture. I can point it out to you right now, because I've read it before. It's in Psalm, the 107th chapter and 20th verse, and it says this. Let me find it. Okay, I'm reading from the New Living Translation because I think you can identify better with this interpretation, given your negative prognosis. Now, this is what it says, short and clearly stated. He sent out His word and healed them, snatching them from the door of death. So, there you have it, Sandra.
I know you say it's clear, Aaron. But could you tell me what you think that verse means?
Well, okay. I'll tell you. Now, this is my take on it, Sandra. Notice in this verse of scripture, the word, that is, God's word, precedes the healing. And the assumption here is that whoever needed the healing in the story received that word. That is to say, they believed and received the word that was given to them. It was only at that time when Jesus was able to provide the healing. So you see, Sandra, it takes more than Jesus by himself healing you. It also takes you having a desire to be healed and to be in agreement with the Lord. Now, I want you to notice another verse of Scripture. And this Scripture is in the New Testament, in the 6th chapter of Mark's Gospel. This is where it says that Jesus could not do miracles in his hometown because of their unbelief. You can read it sometimes. Now, we can even go beyond that, Sandra.
Now, what could that possibly be, Aaron?
Well, Sandra, if you go to the Old Testament in Hosea, the 4th chapter, you'll see what I'm talking about. I won't go there now for the sake of time. Like the last scripture I gave you, you can read it for yourself sometimes. I'll just say it uses rather harsh language to make the point. But let me just say, if I remember correctly, the verse talks about the consequences, the negative consequences of not believing. And this scripture doesn't just apply to Old Testament times. It's meant for us today, too. But you don't have to worry about these consequences, Sandra, because I know you're a sincere believer.
Oh, thank you, Aaron.
You're so welcome, Sandra. Now, let me sum things up for you. If you truly believe, you can be healed, Sandra. And I know you do sincerely believe, so I expect your healing to come about. Anyway, Sandra, I hope what I've said helps you.
Oh, Aaron, it does help. It helps a lot. And what you've said is so inspiring. And I do believe that I will be healed of my condition.
That's what I want to hear.
Oh, and by the way, I will read that verse of scripture.
Yes, Aaron was glad that Sandra reaffirmed her faith. And Sandra certainly was inspired and encouraged by those words from Aaron. After that, she didn't concern herself about seeing a sign. She just believed. Sandra believed that her physical condition would improve despite the doctor's grim prognosis. Shortly, it was 9 o'clock and night fell on the beach. Knowing that soon they would need to head back to the airport for Sandra's late flight, Aaron took Sandra directly on the beach, where her feet would sift through the white sands for the last time.
Come on, and let's go out on the beach, Sandra. I want you to experience it again, one more time before you leave.
Okay.
As they made their approach toward the ocean from the patio, there was such a sharp contrast between the sand on the beach and the whiteness of the ocean waves beating onto the shore. The blackness of the ocean beyond, merging with the nighttime sky, contributed to the contrast. On this moonless night, only the dim flickering of thousands upon thousands of stars far above the horizon rendered any light, but even their glow could not penetrate the darkness below.
Oh my, Aaron, it's so peaceful out here. It's so dark. The blackness of night with the constant roar of the ocean waves makes it really eerie.
The howl of the wind from the previous day's storm had long abated, and the stillness of the air contributed to the eeriness of the place. Sandra continued to say with a smile,
I'm not afraid, but I'm sure glad you're here with me, Aaron.
Let me tell you, Sandra, someone far greater than me or you is with us, and that's the Master himself, and he is the one that will heal you, in spite of your not receiving that third sign. Do you hear me? I have the faith that he will.
Soon, Sandra would need to return to the lobby and prepare to go back to the airport for that late flight. Then Aaron said,
I sure will miss you, Sandra.
The emotion was building up within her being. Then she continued to say, as she provided her with encouragement.
I know you'll get better, Sandra. You'll beat this illness with the Master's help. And don't give up believing that.
Aaron said with a little emotion herself. Aaron's sensitive words prompted Sandra to say,
Aaron, You're not making it any better with me when you start to show your own emotion. But I'll be strong. And I want to believe. No, I take that back. I do believe that I will beat this illness with God's help. But Aaron, I still have a bad feeling about my predicament. But despite how I feel, I still believe I will get through all this, even though I didn't get that third sign.
Let's take another break, a final break, and when we return, we'll finish the story and end the show. Welcome back. After those remarks, Sandra embraced Aaron, and then they both turned away from the ocean and started walking slowly back toward the inn. Then Sandra stopped in her tracks as Aaron continued to slowly walk forward. Sandra turned back around to get one last look at the ocean waves beating on the shore. She knew this might be the last time she would enjoy the serenity of its sound. But it would not be the sound of the ocean waves that would make a lasting impression on her being. It would be the view. But a view of what? It was pitch dark out there. As Aaron continued to walk toward the inn, Sandra had decided to stay behind and stand there for a moment. She wanted to be alone and stare into the blackness of the sky beyond the white sands of the beach and the raging ocean waves pounding upon the shore. She then lifted up her hands in praise that God had manifested himself to her through the thousands of grains of sand that she had seen earlier, which was her first sign. Before turning around and walking towards the inn to join Aaron, who was now several feet in front of her, Sandra looked up again, perhaps to offer up a prayer, giving thanks for the second sign she had when she saw her mother in that dream. As she stood there looking at the stars above her, she also gave thanks for the opportunity to have experienced what she had gained over the weekend, and that was the wisdom Aaron had imparted to her. While Sandra felt discouraged because she had not witnessed the third sign that Aaron had talked about, a sign Sandra thought would be the key to her realizing her physical healing, she felt a peace she could not readily explain. Then she looked up again with tears in her eyes to offer praises to God, despite the fact she had not received what she felt she desperately needed, that third sign. But when she looked up this time, something radiated in her spirit. She now realized that the thousands upon thousands of stars she saw earlier meant something. Yes, what Sandra now saw was a brilliance that had penetrated her spirit like never before. It was revealed to her the significance of that brilliance, a brilliance stemming from the thousands of stars glimmering in the blackness of space. Sandra now remembered a verse of scripture in the book of Hebrews that talked about the multitude of believers being represented not only by the sands of the seashore, but also by the stars in the sky. Sandra remembered Aaron interpreting this scripture as being about the multitude of believers throughout history that shared her belief in the one true God. For the first time, Sandra understood this was a sign that Aaron had told her about earlier that could confirm what they had prayed about on her first day at the resort, that she would be healed of her condition. It finally resonated with her. This was the third sign. Not the sands of the seashore part of the verse, but rather the stars in the sky. That's when she started to run, not walk, to catch up with Aaron. who by now was far ahead of her. Soon they were walking side by side again, headed towards the inn. That's when Sandra shouted,
"Aaron! Aaron, I got it! I got it!"
"Oh, Sandra, you don't have to shout. I'm right here beside you. What are you talking about? You say you got it? Well, what do you have? You got what?"
"I got the third sign. Yes, the third sign is what I got. Remember, Aaron, remember what you told me I would get to confirm what you said when you prayed the other day?"
"Okay, now it's coming back to my memory, Sandra. But what exactly is that sign?"
"Aaron, it was part of the scripture that you read in Hebrews that talked about the multitude of believers being symbolized by the thousands of stars in the sky. Remember that scripture?"
"Yes, I do, Sandra."
"Well, have you seen all those stars up there? It's such a clear night tonight. Nothing but stars. Thousands of them, probably."
"Oh, my goodness, Sandra. I see what you mean. I hadn't really noticed, but yeah, it's such a starlit night, like you say. And yeah, I do remember that scripture I gave you, but we focused on the sands of the seashore portion of the verse."
"Yeah, Aaron, I know. But it's the second portion of that verse that's important right now, because it's giving me that third sign. The sign you said would confirm my physical healing, and you said I would get that sign before I leave Bermuda. Well, I got it. I got it, Aaron. That third sign. I got it. And it's right up there above us. All those stars up there."
"Okay. I get it, Sandra. I'm looking up now and see the stars you're talking about. And I'm so happy for you. Happy that you got that third sign you were looking for. Like I said earlier, it's a glorious starlit night."
"Thank you, Aaron. And another thing I just realized, and that is, now that I think about it, I believe that is why my plane was delayed until later tonight, Aaron. I truly believe God wanted me to experience this sign, to see those stars out tonight, just for that purpose. Yeah. I do believe God granted my desire to experience that third sign, Aaron."
"That is amazing, Sandra. Thank you, God, for granting Sandra her desire, and in some way confirm that you, Lord, were acting on her behalf. And I claim that she receives it. In Jesus' name, amen."
Yes, Aaron gave thanks for Sandra having received that third sign, and she also claimed that God would somehow reveal to her that it was him who provided the blessing. It is true that Aaron did not feel Sandra's level of excitement about the celestial beauty they both were witnessing. But Sandra was more excited because it was her who was waging war, not Aaron, with her personal battle, the battle to overcome the liver ailment doctors had diagnosed. A diagnosis that they deemed would be fatal within a few months without a suitable transplant. When the excitement Sandra had subsided, Aaron prepared to make sure she made her flight. Sandra was on an emotional high, and it showed as Aaron drove her from the resort to the airport. While driving there, Aaron said,
"I'm so happy you got that third sign, Sandra. As I said, it's an example of how God is willing to satisfy our desires. In this case, your desire to receive that third sign. I could tell that you really wanted that sign, and God granted it. But always remember this, Sandra. It's really not a sign that does it. It's your belief coupled with God's will that brings about the healing that you want."
"Yes, Yes, Aaron, I understand that now. I hope God will forgive my excitement over a sign. I know that it is Him who sends the blessings, but Aaron, I appreciate everything you've done for me this weekend. I do think it was God who made it possible that we cross paths. And I've learned so much from you. And I do believe. But I'll tell you the truth, Aaron. It sure feels good having received that third sign.
Oh, you go, girl.
Finally, they arrived at the airport, and Sandra said her final goodbye to Aaron. Aaron's eyes moistened as she saw Sandra enter the boarding gate. She didn't know when or if they would ever meet again. Then, after the normal pre-flight protocol, Sandra was off to Detroit on her rescheduled flight. Sandra by now had divided emotions about what had taken place on her last day in Bermuda. She was so happy that she did receive that third sign, but sad that she was leaving Bermuda, and especially leaving Aaron, who gave her so much wisdom and spiritual insight over the weekend. As for Aaron, she was left to return to her beach resort and ponder her own future, and no doubt to utilize some of the same advice she had offered to Sandra with the goal of God granting her favor in the healing of her body. Aaron now was in search, not necessarily of a physical healing, but in the fulfillment of her own desires. Of course, like her friend, she would look to the same source for any blessing she might receive. Well, that's all for today. In closing, I'd like to say and would like for you to remember that whatever you may be going through, whether it's good or bad, just keep in mind that there's always more. More good things coming your way. We'll see you next time. Thank you.